Hi, I'm Jackie Woods, and I'm here to present another article to you. This one is titled, Turning Feelings into Love. When you're feeling grief because you lost a loved one, or when you are in a fit of rage because your best friend verbally stabbed you in the back, it might seem impossible to turn those upset feelings into love. And it does take practice to switch that feeling in the emotional chakra. But I can attest from experience that it is possible. When I divorced my ex, he found an apartment where children were not allowed. And since we had two sons, ages 11 and 13, I felt it important for them to spend time with their dad. Needless to say, I was very angry about his housing decision. The last straw was having my anger spill over into other relationships. Thankfully, my friends were very understanding about my anger, but I wasn't enjoying their company as much as I used to. Finally, I got so tired of my anger that I wanted it gone. I realized it was taking up space where love feelings could reside. Love had been diminished within me. So I set out to fill that anger space with something more heartful. I didn't try to approve of my ex's choice of housing. I couldn't make choices for him. However, I could make choices for me. And I chose to feel more comfort around how I housed my sons. A bigger feeling test than the anger comfort test came when my second husband died. He was my very best friend. We played and worked together daily. I was so filled with grief, I truly believed it might consume me. Copious tears certainly didn't change things, nor did continual reminiscing. But finally, I realized that of the many energies we shared, the biggest was play. Loving this energy became my focus. To fill the space of grief with love of play, I began to find games I could share with others, and I started listening to comedians online, which I had never done. One lady in particular, she was my age, so I liked her, really, really brought out the energy of play in me. But most of all, I began to appreciate my own playfulness. I found new expressions for being playful with friends and even with myself. It took a while, but now I can truly love play, past and present. Of course, I will always miss Rodney, but I can now love what we shared rather than grieve it. So if you have a reoccurring upset feeling that is taking up love space within you, try finding new ways to express that energy. Love will be your reward. Jennifer, did that speak to you in any way?
Yes, it's beautiful. I think I've had success and failure in my own life around that. I guess, you know, when my little brother died, I mean, it was visceral, the pain. But it was so immediate with your help. What happened was we just looked at I knew immediately what I shared, what I resonated with him all the way down. And they're big parts of me. And so the grief was short-lived. That compassion and kindness is in every day of my life. Matter of fact, sometimes I have to call upon it when I run into other situations that I can't get emotionally totally clear because I need to have that. So that was miraculous to me. So I have to go back to that instance a lot to help me with some of the ones that seem to be in my face a lot. If I have situations where people haven't died, but it feels like some entity or some relationship or something else has died.
Some part of the relationship.
Some part of the relationship. And I've had to go back and relearn. And when those are in your face every day and they're not physically there to be in your face anymore, it's easier, it seems like. But when it's like some particular part of it, that's been definitely a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. But that feels like there's just more love there. Am I mistaken in that?
No.
So, you know, I'm getting better there in the moment with it. But there seems like there's just more love to claim with those ones that are in your face every day.
Yes. And we're challenged to always bring more love. There's never, never a full container of love. There's always more.
Yeah.
So thank you. You've been very honest and open. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the experience.
All right.